The captivity brought good news to many. To the prophet was given a revelation of the beneficent design of God in scattering impenitent Judah among the nations of earth. "My people shall know my name," the Lord declared. In their exile, they were to impart to others a knowledge of the living God. Many among the strangers were to learn to love Him as their Creator and Redeemer. They were to begin the observance of His holy Sabbath as a memorial of His creative power. "All the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." Many of these converts from heathenism would unite with the Israelites and accompany them on the return journey to Judea. They should thenceforth be numbered among spiritual Israel, His church on earth. The sons of the stranger, that join themselves to the Lord, to serve Him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be His servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer, for mine house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. The prophet was permitted to look down the centuries to the advent of the promised Messiah. Many were being led astray by false teachers, others were not bringing true holiness into the life practice. The outlook seemed hopeless, but soon before the eyes of the prophet was spread a wondrous vision. He saw the Son of Righteousness, and, lost in admiration, he exclaimed, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." This glorious light of the world was to bring salvation to every nation and people. The prophet heard the Eternal Father declare, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." RSV, see also. Looking on still farther through the ages, the prophet saw the bearers of the glad tidings of salvation going to the ends of the earth. He heard the commission, "Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out, hold not back, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For, your descendants will possess the nations." RSV. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who bringeth good tidings, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, "Thy God reigneth." The prophet, Isaiah, heard the voice of God calling, that the way might be prepared for the ushering in of his everlasting kingdom. The message was plain. "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God, and there is none else."